Hey guys, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. I'm doing another drive home podcast, and I was listening to podcasts actually for lunchtime, and I was listening to Roleplay Rescue, Che Webster, you know, one of the better podcasts out there, gaming podcasts, very insightful and very well put together. I love his. He's got scripted podcasts, which is the majority of them, but he does do a few kind of like mine, like Stream of Thought, which are fantastic too. I like both of them quite a bit. But he was interviewing Jason Connerly of Nerds Variety RPG podcast, and they were having a. I don't know if it was an interview. It was actually a conversation. It really was. It was just two gamer guys sitting down, having an interesting conversation. And I enjoyed listening to them. You got two very intelligent dudes kind of talking about gaming and different aspects of gaming. And sometimes it's... it's fun to listen to, interesting to listen to. Guys really kind of take a deeper dive into gaming instead of just some surface stuff, which I tend to do. Sorry about that, phone calls. So anyways, kind of lost my train of thought, but so those two were talking about various aspects of gaming, like choosing which games you play, and I'm definitely going to miss some things because they talked about several things, but the one thing that stuck out to me is choosing what you play because of the limited amount of time, which is something that I've always, you know, one of my principles I kind of live by anyways. You know, if I can help it, I try not to do things that I don't enjoy, not because it's uncomfortable. I become comfortable. It's one of those things where I just, you know, do I want to spend time maybe playing a game I really don't want to play. This is the gaming part of it I'm talking about, not like life stuff. You always got to do shit. I mean, I work in a job I'm not a big fan of. But as far as gaming wise, one of my systems I've tried, I think, I don't know if it's been a half a dozen times, but it's been like three or four times. I've tried through the years as Traveler, various different Travelers. I've played Classical Traveler a couple times and then the Mongoose Traveler. And I think we even took a shot at GURPS Traveler 3rd Edition. I don't like Traveler. I just don't. And especially the traditional Traveler, I'm not a big fan of it. Do I have any real reason for it? Not that I can think of. I mean, I love doing the character creation, but then I just don't want to play it. I just want to make characters. I think that's the funnest part about the game. Do I want to spend any more time playing Traveler? Not really. Caveat to that, though, is too, is like, you know, if I've got a group of friends that are really wanting to play Traveler, am I going to play Traveler? Yeah. I mean, if they're, you know, if a group of us wanted to get together and they were set on, you know, everybody else was set on Traveler and they asked me to play, you know, being with the guys and friends and whatnot is going to overrule my dislike for the system. Or even the setting kind of thing. So, you know, it'd be more about just hanging out with them. There's very few systems that are like that to me. I will try all different types of systems. I used to be a little bit more strict about what I would try, but I have definitely expanded my palette in a way for different games. I mean, a lot of the stuff we still play is OSR kind of style games, but even then, I've been reading Easy D6. I know it's supposed to be fashioned as a old school game and everything, but it doesn't click with me like that, and maybe I don't quite understand. I'm just reading it now, and some of the stuff I'm going to have to definitely reread. It's one of those tricky games. It seems simple, but you know, there's some nuances into it that I don't quite understand how they work. And I just have to reread them again and just try to get, or just playing a game. And that's how I learned the best, of course, is just getting in a game as a player and watching someone who knows the system much better than I do and how they work it. But at the same, like I was talking, the same, you know, OSR, it's like there's such a variety, even such a narrow thing. Like right now, I go from system to system, but I like staying with the system for a long time. My current system of choice is Old School Essentials. I go back from, you know, the traditional Old School Essentials to the advanced version. But then Shadow Darks, you know, came out earlier this year, and I, while I haven't made a full leap into it yet, I definitely got a foot in there, kind of playing around, making a few adventures, and it, you know, kind of excites me on using that system. And then, of course, then recently Matt Finch's, was it Swords and Wizardry Complete Revised, I think is what it's called this time around. I got the the print on demand version of the rule book, and then I just saw that they're delivering the special version to me. I don't know when, I'll probably get here next week sometime, and the two printed adventures that come with it. So that'll be good. So I got those, you know. So right now I've got, you know, because Swords and Wizardry was sort of that was my long term go to system. You know, I still really like it quite a bit, and I kind of now I'm thinking, do I go back there? But I got like Shadow Dark I really like. And then, of course, OSE's there. And which is the ones I bought? I'm waiting for, shockingly enough, I know this because I'm not a big fan of Questing Beast, but I ended up buying his second edition of Knave. I can't tell you why. I mean, like I said, not a big fan of Ben. But I wanted to give his game a chance. I did have the first edition of Knave. I wasn't a fan of that. It just was too, I don't know. I don't think there was enough there for me to be interested in. It just kind of seemed like a pruned version of other ones. And I know that's kind of hypocrisy saying, because, I mean, basically OSE and Sword and Wizardry and Shadow Dark to an extent are kind of hanging off the same branch, or at least the same tree. But I thought this next version of Knave seemed a little bit more substantial, so I was willing to take a flyer on it. And it looks like he's done a pretty good job so far. I don't know if I'll play it, but I definitely will read the book, just like that Easy D6. Do I think I'll play it? Probably not. If I go to a convention, which I will be going to ShireCon in September, if I go to a convention and I see an Easy D6 game going, I probably would want to join that and see how it goes. And then would I be interested enough to run one? Could be. Because sometimes, you know, seeing someone run a game with a system really makes me get excited about the system. Years ago on Con on the Cob, I don't know how many years ago, very good GM was running Savage Worlds. Never played Savage Worlds. I think I had the basic rule book, and then I think I had the fantasy rule book or something like that. But I never did get into it. But it did get me excited for a little while, because he really showed how the system could go. And and so if somebody would have done have run it, I would have gotten into it. But do I want to? But again, like Chang and Jason, do I want to? I don't want to say waste time, but do I want to spend my time playing systems I'm not that interested in? The answer is no. I really don't. Unless my friends are into it and it's something they want to try, then I definitely would be excited about. But just to play with the guys or whatever. So that's all. Again, it's one of those reaction podcasts to Che and Jason. Go listen to their... I think it's Che's latest episode. I think it's his last episode of this season. I have to learn how to use SpeakPipe. Yeah, SpeakPipe. So I can leave messages. I think I have an account now. I'm not really sure, but I got to learn how to use it so I can leave some messages on some folks' podcasts. Because I have been listening again. But that's enough rambling for me, guys. I hope this finds you well. Hopefully you're gaming. Hopefully you got some friends and you're throwing dice and just rolling shitty. Because that's so much fun. At least I have to find the fun in it because I do it all the time. So, all right, everybody. Take care. Roll better than me. And we'll talk soon.